This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, our phone lines are open for you right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. They've got a great website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. There you can learn more about Klaus Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, how they can help you with some other options there when it comes to retirement planning. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. Scroll down to the bottom as well. You'll find a little envelope. It says Stay Current. There you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, all that great stuff available online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And again, joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How you been?
I'm doing really well. CJ, Malia, how have you been?
I'm doing really good. I'm thinking everybody's going to pay attention this week to our show because they're not thinking about football this weekend for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
So they can just think about their own planning, which is great.
It's a good time to do that. And for us who may be a fan of a certain team, where over the past few years, we don't need to go there, but we know that past few years about this time, we've probably been preoccupied. Really good point, Malia. And it's a really important conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about the show and kind of help people understand some of the missions of the program, and of course a little bit more about things like clearing up clutter in your life, things like old policies and those type of things. So we will get to all of that in just a moment. As mentioned, it's a prime opportunity. If you've got a question, anything related to retirement planning planning, we'll get you on with our planning professionals, easy for me to say, from Klaus Financials. Give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Another great thing going on this week, something we do regularly on the program, is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And this week, no exception as far as a great prize. The folks from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Starbucks. And we'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that gift card. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's question and get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about sometimes when you leave a company and move on to another company, or perhaps you're just retiring, many times you have retirement assets sitting into a 401k. So we talked about different options of what you could do with that 401k, whether it be roll it over, cash it out, don't choose that one, and some other options. So just be wary of that. We had a lot of great listeners last week. Big shout out to our winner, Christina of Rockton, Illinois. She was our winner. She correctly answered the question, when you roll over a pre-tax retirement, like a 401k, into an IRA, is the rollover taxable? And she correctly answered, no, the rollover is not taxable. So listen to last week's show if you're not sure about what you should do next, and maybe get some ideas and speak to your financial advisor.
That's fantastic. And you can catch last week's program as well as all the previous shows all online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also an opportunity there to submit a question for the Money in Motion Question Corner, and we'll be doing one of those a little bit later on in the program. Right now, though, prime opportunity to get on the air at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And before we get to this week's topic and conversation, let's talk a little bit about Money in Motion and talk a little bit about what's being provided and kind of the big picture, kind of the mission of this program. What are we talking about each week, guys?
Great question, Sean. Yeah, so we try to do this maybe once a year or so. Just hit the pause button because new listeners come on and they maybe don't understand the genesis of this program or kind of what we're all about. But we began Money in Motion almost, I believe it was just over a decade ago now. So we've been doing this for a long time with you, Sean. And it began with this desire to basically increase the general populace's understanding of important topics related to planning for retirement. So in the intro and outro of the show, it often talks about answers to all your retirement questions in one marketplace. So that's really key or core to the mission of this show, is to say, hey, we want to be the source of answers to all the questions that come up when you start preparing for retirement. So questions like, am I saving enough? Questions like, should I save into my 401k? What about the match? What about Medicare as I get close to 65? And I heard I can draw Social Security at 62, but my neighbor said I should wait till full retirement age. And what age is full retirement age? So there's all these things that pop up. And then you hear things like Roth conversions and exchange traded funds. And oh my goodness, and the acronyms in our industry are just out of control. And so the intent of this show is to take one or two of those topics each week and just dig into them and do just like a mini study on them live on the air. And then, of course, give you the opportunity to call in during the show, and hopefully we can answer some of your questions. So I will encourage you all. As a matter of fact, we do this with some of our prospects and clients. They'll often say, what do you listen to, you know, up your retirement IQ? And I say to them, well, what you can listen to is Money in Motion. And I know that sounds cheesy, but truly we're digging into retirement-centric topics every single week. So if you want to up your retirement IQ, go to our website, listen to previous shows. There's in each of the shows, there's kind of a title or a topic to it. So just browse through that, find the topic that you're interested in. And listen, over the last decade, we've covered just about every topic related to retirement. So have fun with it.
And you mentioned have fun with it. And that's one of the big things, too, is as we talk about this great information, such valuable information, kind of a bit of a laid back approach. And we have a lot of fun with the program. And one of the things, too, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, kind of jogged my mind, which is a lot of folks will call in and they'll say, I've got a question about blank, but I know you guys are talking about something else. It's always right. Welcome if you've got a retirement. And I know that sometimes maybe I don't express that enough, that it doesn't matter what the retirement related question is, whether it's something we're talking about, a topic this week, something we talked about the week before, or something that's came out. People always have just phenomenal questions for us on the program, for you guys specifically.
Thanks for mentioning that, Sean. You're exactly right. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about that particular week. So feel free to call in at any time, ask any questions. And that can be a nice kind of warm introduction for you. It can be scary to actually come in and meet with people that you don't know. So we get it.
608-321-1310, 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And kind of looking over the notes, it looks like we're going to be talking about clearing clutter, perhaps things like old life insurance policies. What can you do with those things?
Yeah, so back to kind of honing in on specific topics, when Malia and I and the others in our firm meet first with a prospect, and they come in and they're talking to us about their financial affairs, one of the things that we ask about is insurances, right? So homeowners insurance, renters insurance, disability, on and on, just because we want to get a skeleton financial picture of your household. Often what we find is that there's these old life insurance policies. I say old because these are things that people don't even remember why they have them, right? It's like, I think my mom and dad bought that for me. And these are, you know, 40 and 50 year old adults saying this. Or, you know, I got that from my neighbor who was an insurance agent 20 years ago, but we've moved three times since then, but it's got a bunch of cash value and somebody told me not to cancel it. And you get the point. On and on, we have these kind of old life insurance policies that build cobwebs on them. And so a couple of disclaimers here. Number one, although some of our advisors are also insurance licensed, we actually do not sell any insurance at all. Okay. So I give you that disclaimer. So sometimes people are wondering, are you all selling insurance? No, we do not. We actually just want to provide you with good guidance, and our licenses allow us to authoritatively speak to you about this. The other thing is, before you do anything with life insurance policies, do not cancel them. Don't just kind of walk in and go, I don't want this policy, I'm canceling it. You do need to speak with your insurance agent or your financial advisor to determine what the implications of that cancellation would be. So we're not suggesting that you accrue them all up and throw them in the trash. We're just suggesting that you blow the dust off of them, meet with your advisor or your insurance agent to understand them. So here's some steps. Take an inventory of old policies with regard to death benefits and premiums. Some questions you might want to ask is this policy still in force? Do you still have a need for this policy? What role does that policy play for your beneficiaries in the future? Do they still need that amount of death benefit? Are the beneficiaries current? Oh my goodness, this is a big one. Now, some people say, good news, I updated my will, so I'm good on beneficiaries. And we go, no. Your life insurance beneficiaries actually trump whatever your will says. So you do need to blow the dust off of not only the policies, the premiums, the needs, but also, are the beneficiaries still accurate? And then you need to find out, what kind of a policy is this? Is it term, whole life, variable, universal life, universal life? Oh my gosh, there's all kinds of different types of life insurance. So you need to find out what kind it is and if it still, again, kind of meets your needs. How expensive are the premiums? Do the premiums still make sense for you? Do you have cash value inside of a policy? And if so, maybe you should have the cash value pay the premiums. And then one other thing we would say is, remember, life insurance is of greater need, typically, while you are young and have liabilities, income earning potential, and dependents. But as you get older, your need for life insurance usually, not always, usually diminishes. And actually, what you have a greater need for is, as you get later on in life, is long-term care insurance, not necessarily life insurance. Therefore, as you're getting closer to retirement, you should be not only evaluating these life policies to see what you do and don't need, but also, should I actually be looking at a different insurance? Because if you actually think about it, if you die at 70, it may be an emotional toll on your family, but probably not financial, right? Because you're probably not working and you don't have dependents at that point. It really, what would be the bigger problem is if you're 70 years old and you don't die, but you end up in a nursing home for a long period of time, that becomes the greater risk as you age.
Important.
So just some things to be thinking about.
Really important things to be thinking about this morning as we talk with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We'll talk a little bit about taxes and death benefits in just a moment. But first, Terry joins us. Terry, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering on how I roll my, if I can, roll my 401k from my company into a Roth, and when would be the good time to do it? I'm still kind of working part time here right now and everything else, and I'm not at full retirement. I'm at 65, and mine's at 67. So, what would you suggest for that?
Yeah, so the question, it broke up a little bit there, Terry, but the question was about rolling over your current 401k, or maybe it's an old one, into a Roth. So great question. It's somewhat of a complicated answer, so I won't be able to give you a personal piece of advice because I don't know your finances, Terry, but typically once you're over 59 and a half, most company-sponsored retirement plans will allow you to do what's called an in-service rollover to any IRA if you want to. In-service means I'm still working, but I'm over the age at which I can draw, so I'm going to roll it over at this time. So you can roll over your existing balance and then continue to contribute to that plan out of your earnings. Now, if it's an old 401k plan, you can roll it over at any point, regardless of age. However, the key here is you asked rolling it over into a Roth. So remember, if you have pre-tax money inside of your 401k plan and you roll it over to a Roth, then all of that pre-tax money will be deemed as income, ordinary income, in the year that you roll it to a Roth. So we typically don't suggest that, Terry. We typically would say, roll over the pre-tax money to a pre-tax IRA, roll over the Roth money to a Roth IRA. And then if you want to develop what we call a Roth conversion strategy year over year, which could be beneficial to you, then you do that in a systematic, controlled way, but you do it from pre-tax IRA to Roth IRA, again, systematically controlled with an advisor and accountant looking over your shoulder. So we would caution you against just, you know, rolling it over to a Roth just because everybody says Roths are great, which they are, by the way, but it could blow up your tax situation.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Great question, yep. Terry. Thank you for the call. Really good question there, Terry. Thank you. And of course, you too can be like Terry. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. CJ, another question I think people often have is when it comes to the death benefit of a life insurance policy, people wonder, is that taxable or what do we need to know in that area?
Right. Yeah. So the short answer is generally the proceeds that you receive as a beneficiary due to the death of, say, a parent or something like that, or anybody, generally they are not included in gross income and therefore are not taxed. Now, you keep hearing me say generally. So generally not. There can be situations where it bumps you up into what's called a death tax or an estate tax, but that's pretty uncommon. So Now, this is different from annuities. Annuities that are after tax in nature have tax deferred growth, but then when the owner dies and gives it to the beneficiaries, then that growth typically has to be taxed over a period of time. So when we talk about life insurance proceeds or death benefit proceeds, typically the answer is no, they are not taxable.
Really good information this morning. Definitely, as we're talking, a lot of questions, a lot of great answers. You can always, of course, schedule that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. All you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website there. You, too, it could be like Terry, who called in a little bit earlier. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. 1310. We're going to talk about something called the 1035 exchange. A what? We'll find out from CJ and Malia what that is and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
321-1310, that's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. That number, 608-442-5637. Talking about certain things like when it comes to old life insurance policies, and just kind of doing a little house cleaning this week on the program. And one of the other items I saw on the list for today's program is a 1035 exchange. I've got to ask, what are we talking about there?
Yeah, we haven't talked about this in a long time, but as CJ said, you know, as we sit down with clients and we review their old policies, that whether they be life insurance policies or old annuities, which are also insurance products, most people don't remember when they bought them, how much money they put into them, why they still have them. There's just all these facts that we need to figure out. And really what we're trying to do is to make sure that whatever they're still in still makes sense. And again, although we're insurance licensed, we are not necessarily big fans all the time of annuities. And so some of the people out there who make their living selling annuities just need to not listen for a few minutes, because we just want people to understand oftentimes what they have and not run and just jump into another annuity if they own an annuity. Same with life insurance. Again, they're all life insurance products of some sort, insurance products. So it's critical to understand what you have. And if someone wants to quickly slide you into something else, we'd like you to hold your horses and really look at the details. So the 1035 exchange is a beautiful thing in that it's allowing you to move funds from one insurance-based product, so it could be life insurance or an annuity, to another insurance-based product without incurring taxes on the gain. So what this means is, let's say you put in, you know, $25,000, we'll just say for an annuity, and years later your and that was your cost basis. Years later, your annuity is worth $50,000. So the 1035 allows you to take that product and move it into another product, like to like, and not incur and pay the gain on that taxable difference, the $25,000 of growth. It kind of keeps it sheltered, and that's a really nice thing with no taxes being due immediately. So that's why a lot of people will move from one type of product to another, because they're like, well, if I use the 1035, I'm not going to get hit with a taxable gain. But FYI, eventually someone, whether it be you or a loved one, is going to pay taxes on that gain. And when that gain happens post 1035 exchange, at some point, whether it's an inheritance or whatever it might be, someone will pay income tax, ordinary income tax, not just capital gains. So important things to know about a 1035 exchange is that it has to be like to like. So it has to be a life insurance policy to a life insurance policy, or an annuity or endowment contract or a long-term care insurance policy. It has to be like to like. And the owner of the policy or the contract cannot change in that exchange. So sometimes we've seen this happen with people. They're like, well, I was told there'd be no tax implications, but something got kind of messed up, and it was from a joint to a single, or single to a joint owner, and suddenly all these taxes became due. And so what we've seen with people using 1035 exchanges, when they work, they can work very well, but you're oftentimes kicking the can down the road, so to speak, because you've got all this deferred gain. Again, great, but eventually someone's going to pay. So we just want people to understand, be careful. If you do go into a new contract and there's no taxes due, you have to understand there may be a new surrender period. Someone's getting a big commission on these products, generally speaking. So they're excited to move you into another 7 years or whatever it might be, if it's an annuity perhaps. But for you, that might be a difficult situation, because suddenly there's a penalty if you were to withdraw it sooner than expected. So we just want people to slow down when they look at these products. 1035s can work really, really well, but make sure you understand what you're moving into before you sign on the dotted line.
Great guidance, great information this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is going to be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number 608-442-5637. Come back with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number now? It's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Are proceeds from a life insurance policy generally taxable to the beneficiary? Yes or no? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller, correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And I know it's 30 minutes and the time doesn't change, but it always seems to fly by, guys. Always so much great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.